You're listening to SBS News.
5 months after the Victoria-New South Wales border closure, there were jubilant scenes at Sydney Airport when the first flights arrived from Melbourne. Aurelia Crabtree had spent months separated from her partner, who was there to greet her in the arrivals lounge.
Incredible. It's been a very, very long 5 months. Lots of Zoom calls, Skype, yeah.
What was it like to see him today?
I'm still shaking. It's surreal. It really is.
New South Wales has now gone 16 consecutive days without any locally acquired cases. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's confident restrictions will continue to be eased while COVID-19 numbers stay under control. As part of her push to make sure the state stays open, she's now made quick response codes compulsory for all businesses, with paper sign-in sheets no longer acceptable. Gladys Berejiklian was encouraging people to use the Service New South Wales app.
If you want to go through Service New South Wales, and we certainly recommend you do, it's free. And the benefit of going through Service New South Wales is that as customers, as citizens, we don't need to keep checking in. You just put on your phone and press a button rather than having to click in all your details every time. We appreciate some businesses want to have their own QR codes, and that's completely fine. But from a customer perspective, it's just so much easier not having to check in your details every single time you go to a different venue. So I would like businesses to consider that.
Victoria has recorded 24 days without any new cases. If it can record 28 days without any new locally acquired cases, it will have met the definition of eliminating coronavirus from the community. One challenge the pandemic exposed was people reporting for work with COVID-like symptoms because they had no access to sick or carers leave. The Victorian government has announced a pilot scheme which will run for 2 years to provide 5 days paid sick and carers leave at the minimum wage for casual workers in aged care, cleaning and hospitality. Premier Daniel Andrews says the $5 million program is designed to help some 600,000 casual workers.
This has never happened before. That's why it's a trial. That's why there's some time to design it up. But no one wants to sit at a restaurant and be served their meal by someone who's sick. No one wants their elderly relatives cared for in a private aged care home by someone who's sick, who was forced to go to work because they have no safety net, they have nothing to fall back on. There's also one further example. Because this is carers' pay as well, this will mean less kids are sent to school sick, because mum or dad will have the opportunity, they won't be forced to go to work.
South Australia's COVID-19 Parafield cluster has risen by one new case to 27. Chief Public Health Officer Professor Nicola Spurrier says the infected woman had been in quarantine since last Monday and had tested negative on two occasions before returning a positive test this morning. She says the virus took 8 days to incubate.
This person had a longer incubation period, and it absolutely tells us that anybody who's been asked to be in quarantine needs to be in quarantine for the whole 14 days, because there are people that have that very much longer incubation period. And certainly getting out today, 8 is quite a long period of time, but obviously the 14 days is of major importance for everybody who's been asked to be in quarantine.
Premier Stephen Marshall says the Parafield cluster remains a concern, and he's appealing to all South Australians to continue complying with the COVID-19 safety measures.
We still remain very concerned about this cluster, and it is important that we still continue to maintain our testing regime in South Australia. Also, hand hygiene, physical distancing, and the wearing of masks when we cannot physically distance. These are absolutely crucial, and we do require the ongoing cooperation of every single South Australian.
Federal Arts Minister Paul Fletcher has announced $60 million in grants for Australia's arts sector. Mr. Fletcher says projects in every state and territory are receiving funding under the Restart Investment to Sustain and Expand Fund.
Every different form of art form you could imagine, creative arts, visual arts, performing arts, literature, so a very wide range, and in total generating some 44,000 jobs. And nationally, the projects that are funded The aggregate audience figure that's expected is around 11 million Australians will see at least one of these shows that's funded under the RISE grants.
One of the recipients is the Melbourne Theatre Company, which will get $1.18 million. Company Chair Jane Hansen says the money will help lessen the pandemic's financial blow.
11 of our 12 shows were cancelled. We've incurred multi-million dollar losses, and going into next year, that was also, you know, with social distancing requirements that obviously we will have to adhere to, that was also looking very likely. So this will go a significant way to ameliorating some of our losses going forward, and allow us to play a very key role in promoting Australian work, which is something that we consider to be one of our primary roles in the Melbourne Theatre Company.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.